This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough. Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Well, hey, kids, look at what we got tonight. We got Lila Rose from Live Action. Well, who'd that be right there? That's Jen Erso. Yeah, from Rogue One. We got Tammy Fang, and we got, well, my Christmas reading, Song of the Stars. It's Saturday night! Radio Night Live, Kevin McCullough, good to have you. Of course, there's the, what is that? Is that the Chrysler Building?
Is that Empire? That's not Empire.
I can't tell.
That's Empire.
It's one of them. It's one of the two. I can't see. This is how old I'm getting. I can't see across my own studio to tell you which building it is. But for those of you that are listening by way of radio, of course, we have this broadcast on TV and radio. And in the back of me, right over my shoulder over here, there's a great big 1930s picture. And I believe that is the Chrysler Building. Or the Empire. No, it's got the Eagles on the four corners. That's the Chrysler Building. It's got to be. Anyway. What do I know? Hey, welcome. Hope you're having a great end of the week, end of the year. Man, can you believe that 2016 is almost gone? It seems impossible. And if it weren't for a little thing called Rogue One, kiddies, I'd be all depressed these days. The night it came out, it's so funny because when you have ankle biters running around the house, you know, 6, 4, and 2, and you don't have any babysitting ever, like they're always hard to get on like last minute notice. And you have no family within 2,000 miles. That's the McCulloughs in the New York metro area. So I'm sitting there in my office on Thursday just jonesing to go see Rogue One so badly. And I'm like, I've got to figure out a way to go see this. Like, get up at midnight, go, you know, go sneak into the back of the theater. Don't even let the lovely bride know. Just sneak in. I said, no, that's not going to work. Because as soon as I do that, she wouldn't wake up in 100 tornadoes. But the minute that I, like, the door, like, it's done. So I thought, no, what I'll do is I'll book my own babysitter. And then I'll just tell her, we're going. So that's what I did. And when I told her that, you know, we were going, I forgot to tell her I had the babysitter first. So first I heard was, you know how hard it is for me to get a babysitter. And I said, hey, no, I got the babysitter. The babysitter's done. You just have to go with me to see Rogue One. She says, oh, well, see, the advantage of living in our house is everybody under our roof is a Star Wars fanatic, which is kind of fun. So anyway, did you see it, kids? Did you see it? Nick saw it. Don't shake your head, Owen, just because you're a bad fan. You're probably a big Lando fan, right? No? No Lando? No Star Wars at all. Oh, big Star Wars. Han Solo. Hey, Han Solo's cool. They're talking about doing a standalone on his backstory, which would be kind of cool. Now, this particular episode, and you know, if you haven't seen it, what's wrong with Lando? I don't think anything's wrong with Lando. Didn't you ever see Scrubs? Lando! So this particular episode, the Rogue One, it was pitched as this external to the narrative standalone story. A lot of people were like, oh, well, you know, J.J. Abrams didn't have anything to do with it. John Williams didn't do the score. This thing's going to be a piece of garbage. It's going to be terrible. I choose to disagree. So vehemently, in fact, I think it's one of the best of the franchise. Like, Empire Strikes Back is probably still to this day the best Star Wars movie in the entire overarching run of the films. This may be a very close second, and it's, you know, technically outside the narrative. Now, they also trick you because there's a lot more connection to the main narrative than what they lead you to believe in all the trailers and the aftermath. Anyway, has anybody looked it up at how it's doing this weekend? Kyle, get on your phone. Go to Box Office Mojo. Yeah, I know you're the research guy. Get that done. Okay, while he does that, kiddies, take a look at this. This right here. This is what all the fuss and bother is about in the theaters. Take a look.
Jim, whatever I do, I do it to protect you. Do you understand?
I understand.
The world is coming undone. Imperial flags reign across the galaxy.
Our rebellion is all that remains to push back the Empire.
Might be able to help us.
When was the last time you were in contact with your father?
What is this?
It appears he is critical to the development of a super weapon.
If my father built this thing, we need to find him.
All right. How many do I need?
They are requesting a call sign.
It's, Rogue. Rogue One.
The power that we are dealing with here is immeasurable.
If the Empire has this kind of power, what chance do we have?
We have hope. Rebellions are built on hope.
You are not willing to risk being left behind?
Take hold of this moment. The force is strong.
Make 10 men feel like 100.
Isn't that cool? That's just rocking it. There's Vader. Just a little sneak peek of him. So here's the thing. It's so cool. There's this feeling that it wasn't going to be okay. So we did a little research. 74 million is what they're estimating this weekend's take at. Not bad. I'm not sure how does that compare. Okay, research team, how's that compare to Force Awakens opening weekend? And so forth. Want to know. Anyway, if you haven't seen it, just go see it. It's got to be one of the best Star Wars movies that's ever been made. Okay, let's go to the big board. We got a lot to get to tonight. We're not going to talk about Rogue One all night, even though I could go see it another 5 times, like right now. Like right now. In fact, I'm thinking like after the show tonight, maybe we're going to go have the staff Christmas party. Maybe we just go grab a really quick bite and then go see Rogue One. I got a couple of thumbs up on that. Wait, the cameraman's nodding the camera, too. Isn't that cool? I mean, everybody's in on it. Okay, here's the big board tonight. We got Lila Rose. She's going to join us. We got something important to talk about. The Planned Parenthood, you know that the Planned Parenthood, they don't really care much about parenthood, and they just want you to plan something, but they should really call themselves the Planned Abortion, because that's really what it's much more about, getting you scheduled to do the abortion than the parenthood, because they don't do much for your parenthood. But anyway, Lila Rose has been stalking them, tracking them, investigating them, making them look like the idiots that they are for years, and she's going to join us. This last little bit, the Congress decided to refer to the DOJ and the FBI a case about Planned Parenthood actually doing something they said they didn't do. They said, we don't traffic body parts and upcharge form and all this stuff. Lila's going to give us the truth on that coming up. Then, in hour number two, Katie Fang. She's been with us a couple of times already, but tonight she is actually our guest in the actual Ladies Lounge. And, yes, we're very excited about that. She'll be with us. We're going to talk about a number of things in hour number two, so that'll be good with Katie as well. So look forward to that. Now, we've also got a very special show the big board one more time. This one right here. In fact, can you zoom in on that, Nick, a little bit? That's the book cover to a thing called The Song of the Stars. And if you've never heard this thing called The Song of the Stars, it is a bedtime story that absolutely fascinated my kids all last Christmas. And because, you know, we're so close to Christmas, I thought it would be nice to give you a little Christmas treat this year. We've kind of blown it up with production and sound effects and stuff, and the original artwork's all part of it. Just think a much smaller and quicker and more effective version of the Polar Express. Although we didn't, like, make people move with the animation the way they did. My kids are actually afraid of that movie. You know what it is? It's the wolf that sings the Aerosmith tune at the end. The Steven Tyler Wolf guy, he scares the bejeebers out of my kids. Anyway, coming back, it's Saturday night, Radio Night Live from New York. So thankful that you're with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 boys,
so
boys,
glad
boys,
you're with us, boys, Kevin McCullough. Thank you for being here. And we know that you've got things to do on a Saturday night, and the fact that you choose to be with us, I'm so grateful that you do spend this time. Thankful for the Hot Sardines, our house band. Thankful for this great group of people that get together and help us put the show together each week. We're going to try to celebrate their accomplishment this year, and I hope that, well, if you ever decide to write us a little note, just, you know, thank everybody, because I just talk. That's the only thing I do. Everybody else does the hard part. Anyway, my next guest is someone that's been with us before. Lila Rose is the head of LiveAction.org. The reason that LiveAction is such an important group is that they've been one of the undercover organizations that has gone in and actually exposed Planned Parenthood for a long time as to their illegal practices. And they're one of the ones that are really trying to advocate for the defunding of them from the federal coffers. And last year, the body parts scandal hit big. But Planned Parenthood went to Congress and said, oh, no, we don't mark up anything. We're not making money off of the body parts. We're just, you know, sending them at cost to the to the people that are doing the science experiment. Well, Lila Rose seems to think that that's not exactly the case, and so do the Senate. They actually have opened up a Department of Justice and FBI investigation. And Lila, it's always good to have you back. What exactly are we in for here in the next few days?
Well, the media has been going to bat for Planned Parenthood, many in the media, for years. So this is not a surprise. I mean, this is the Senate Judiciary Committee that is telling the FBI and the Justice Department and actually showing the evidence to them that there are companies that sell body parts that would buy them from Planned Parenthood and then mark them up and sell them for even more, and that there was profit on both sides for Planned Parenthood
for
the companies,
the
middlemen.
I distinctly remember the very articulate female presidential candidate for the Republicans being put under hoof and foot. Being said, oh, she's lying about this. This can't be. When Carly had the bravery to bring it up on the presidential debate stage, everybody thought she was nuts. They made her look to be some sort of, you know, wacky conspiracy theorist. How can this be the case that it's actually been happening?
Well, exactly. I mean, that's the best case scenario. I mean, there are puff pieces that are profile pieces in magazines like Vanity Fair and Huffington Post for Cecile Richards, the president and CEO of Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood put $30 million in its last election cycle to try to beat out Donald Trump and to make a win for Hillary Clinton. So they are deeply embedded in media and Hollywood. They have actresses like Scarlett Johansson making promo pieces for them. So they have created this web across the country politically, culturally, in the media, in entertainment media. So when they're being referred for criminal prosecution to the Department of Justice by the Senate Judiciary Committee and no one's reporting on it, I mean, you look at the different factors that are at play and it is not a huge surprise. That being said, Kevin, there are groups reporting on it. They're just not the kind of mainstream, main to left media. It's more the centrist media that is doing some reports on it.
Although I got to say, I haven't seen hardly boo about this on Fox either. So, I mean, it's in terms of the mass media consumption, most Americans don't know that this happened, and I think that's sad. Let's talk about some of the details. First of all, what is the information that the Senate Judiciary Committee came into possession of, and what was it about that information that stood out to them so strongly that they felt like they were on good enough grounds to go to an Obama FBI and Obama Justice Department and say, you're going to look into this?
So the quick timeline here is in 2015, the Center for Medical Progress released the horrific videotapes of the Planned Parenthood officials, their top abortionists, basically bartering with undercover activists who are really posing as fetal tissue buyers to sell baby body parts. So they explicitly would talk about selling, you know, a liver, selling a lung, selling falling apart. Horrific discussions about how they chop, basically tear these babies up after they've been killed through abortion. All of that was done, and then alongside of that, evidence emerged with the actual forms that Planned Parenthood would fill out with the body parts they would provide these middle buyers or these middlemen, and the different costs associated with the parts. So costs of, say, $60 per part or $160 per part, depending on what it was. And then the middleman would say that they would take care of all the shipping costs, all of the carrying costs, and there was a discussion of how many different parts you could get out from one baby's body. Bottom line is, a baby's body could be sold for over $500 with no cost to Planned Parenthood, and yet the middleman would then go off and sell it maybe for $10,000 a piece, depending on what they're selling, for the heart or for the brain. So it was really clear, even through the paperwork, the scam and the corruption here of how Planned Parenthood was making money and the middleman was making money. So that's basically what the Senate Judiciary did. They subpoenaed documents. They looked, obviously, at the evidence that was already made public. They had Cecile Richard testify. They basically brought in and interviewed Planned Parenthood, interviewed the companies, brought in the information, got the documents, and they concluded that it was clear to them that there seemed to be an add-on of money for Planned Parenthood and a huge add-on of money for the middleman, and that is illegal because there's a federal statute against profiting from the selling or the exchange of the body parts of fetal remains of children that have been killed by abortion or miscarried.
So we're speaking with Lila Rose, who's the president and founder of LiveAction.org. Lila, if they are found to have done what the Senate believes they have done, what's the range of punishment that could be applied to them for engaging in this behavior?
So there are many different there are fines that they could face, and then there's jail terms that they could face depending which officials are involved or individuals in the companies are involved. So they're serious. I mean, these are felonies at the federal level. So these are very serious crimes. But the most important thing here, Kevin, is actually I don't think it's the existence of the criminal, the criminal nature of the work is that they're doing at Planned Parenthood. It's that they're getting $500 million a year from taxpayers.
Right.
So if they're convicted of one felony, if they're convicted of one, you know, they're investigated by the DOJ and it's proved in court, finally, all of this misdoings that they're doing, then their tax money is at stake, and that's a nonpartisan issue. I mean, that's not a debate about who likes them or who doesn't. That's a fact. That's the fact that they're a criminal organization. So that is why this is such a huge deal and why Planned Parenthood is trying so hard to build their support in friends and media and in politics because they know how much is on the line.
So bottom line, do we see public funding of Planned Parenthood go away if they are found guilty of these charges?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
And then we've had so many opportunities to defund them voluntarily. It would be amazing to. I mean, I'd love to see the corporation go bankrupt. I'd love to see them be pounded into sand. But at the very minimum, as you have pointed out, if we can just get the taxpayer dollars unstuck from their hands, that's a huge win for the American people.
Exactly, it's a huge win. It's a win for the American people. For mothers, for women. The good news here is, look, this is an important thing to do. I mean, they need to be taken to held to justice to the highest extent of the law. Mm-hmm. The DOJ under Trump will probably do the investigation.
That's good.
The Obama administration has been flooded with cash during elections by Planned Parenthood. I mean, they've put up $30 million this last election cycle. They put up nearly $20 million the one prior for President Obama, for President Obama and then for Hillary Clinton. But under Trump, you know, there's actually a window here where I can see Planned Parenthood being held accountable, brought to justice.
If that's the case, Lila, and I'm sorry to interrupt, but we're going to have to cut to break. Thank you for being with us, by the way. If that's the case, then they're going to have to jump on it right out of the gate, right off the bat, and hopefully they will. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you here. It is Radio Night Live, and we couldn't be happier than to have you with us every Saturday night.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Extendivite.
Welcome, it's Kevin McCullough, Saturday night, and we're counting boys and girls, moms and dads, hey kids, get the plum pudding and the jammies on, because before we're done tonight, we're gonna read Uncle Kevin's favorite little Christmas tale, and it's called Song of the Stars. Actually, my very good friend, well, I call her my very good friend, she's only been on one show I've ever done, but we had such a connection during that show. I feel like we've been friends for my whole life. But the acclaimed children's author, Sally Lloyd-Jones, is the one who penned Song of the Stars. And so tonight, get the kitties around the radio. Maybe up a little bit late past their bedtime. But if not, then DVR this or record it off the radio and then play it back for them later.
It is going to be fantastic. It's going to get you in the perfect mood for the holiday season, because there's a reason why we have this thing called the holiday. Now, speaking of holidays, I know that there are sometimes groups that feel bad about things that they did in history. But coming up, I got a story about one nation trying to make things right with one group of people. And I think they're kind of, like, missing the point. But I'll let you decide. Because to me, it just seems like I don't get what they don't get here. It seems obvious to me. But anyway, having said that, I want you to know there is still time. There is still time, even this minute, to get your best gift you could give anyone this Christmas season, this holiday season, for Hanukkah, for Festivus, for Christmas, for Kwanzaa, Ramadan. Notice how I just like melded them into one. That's kind of because I don't really get either one of them. So have at it. Anyway, you want to give gifts this time of year just because it's late December and cold, if for no other reason. I'm not a religious person. I shall not observe a holiday. Fine. Maybe we'll give you a present just because it's freezing outside. But having said that, it is not too late to get these people the best gift of their lives. And what is that? A lifetime guaranteed best sleep ever. We're talking about the MyPillow. The MyPillow is something that will, once you put it under your head, your cervical nerves will relax. You will go into the deepest REM cycle sleep you've ever experienced, or your money back. That's their guarantee. And tonight, if you buy tonight, listen, there's two reasons. They're extending the money-back guarantee through the end of March, so you actually get 90 days instead of just 60 days to give it a try. They're trying to make up for, you know, if you got to ship it to somebody. So you get it, you can wrap it, you take it to the holiday. They know you're not going to get it right away, and they may need to have a little bit of extra time. So they're going to give you 90 days to return it, full money back, you know, no questions asked. But if you, the people you give it to, choose to keep it, 10 years, they will guarantee that pillow will not go flat. They warranty it. If anything goes wrong with it, they'll send you a new one. They've done it 100 times to one. I've seen Mike Lindell do this. Here's the thing. It's the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. They guarantee the best night's sleep. And right now, you can get four pillows. If you're watching TV, look at the screen. One, two, three, four. You buy a premium king or queen. They're going to give you the second one at no additional cost and two of the go-anywhere travel pillows. And I'm telling you, friends, these are lifesavers in and of themselves. I heard someone call into a radio show, not mine this last week, that said he has his pet sleeping on the go-anywhere travel pillow. It's like just the perfect size for his little chihuahua or whatever it is he has running around the house. And guess what? The dog's like... Like, that's how good a sleep the dog gets. And they don't guarantee your pet sleep. They just guarantee your sleep. But get it today, 800-506-2641. Tonight, you can still get four pillows for the price of one, and you can still get them delivered by Christmas. 800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. You can ship it directly to the person you want to give it to. They'll help you do all of that. 800-506-2641. But act tonight if you want the 90-day money-back guarantee and you want to get four pillows for the cost of just one. Act tonight. Tonight's the night to do it. 800-506-2641. 800-506-2641. Now, I know that there are people in history that want to make up for things that went bad. There's not a person in America that doesn't feel horrible that there were people that lived here, you know, 100 years ago that thought it was okay to own other people, other human beings. It's a black eye on American history. I think that we do our best to try to overcome that, but we feel bad about it. But there's illegitimate solutions to some things, right? So there's this huge movement now. You know, we want to confiscate a bunch of people's money and give it to a bunch of other people because that bad thing happened in the last century. And the interesting thing about this is some of the people that would be getting the money wouldn't even be related to the people that the wrong was done against. Like you got lots of African Americans that have moved to the U.S. in the last 100 years that had no connection to slavery at all. That just because the color of their skin, they would be like lining up for reparations. Oh, I want my piece. Give me mine. Where's my piece? So we don't want to like
You want to be smart. You want to be sensitive, but you want to make sense. There's a country that's approaching a similar problem in the most absurd way. I'll tell you about it when we come back. Where'd that elf come from?
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family. Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection. We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery. Back pain doesn't take vacations.
Yeah, it's Kevin McCullough. Glad you're with us. Look at that live shot of New York City. You know, we had a bunch of just, like, weather come through today. It was snowy, and then it was rainy, and then it was messy, and now it's just like, you know, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, we're glad you're here. We hope you're in a warm, safe spot, or you're in a warm, safe car. Or you're listening, you know, on your warm, safe phone. Anyway, before the break, I was saying, you know, there's these groups in history that try to do good work. But the people of Germany are feeling a little bit guilty, and I'm not sure that their new initiative is really going to, do what they hope for it to do.
in Germany, there is this collective guilt that they've got going around towards the Jewish people. And in Germany, there's about 200,000 people that identify as Jewish that live there. And so someone in the German government, some brain trust, came up with a program that said, hey, wouldn't it be great if the German people got to know their Jewish friends that live in and amongst them? Of course, the last time the Jews thought that the Germans wanted to get to know who they were, next thing they knew, they were on cattle cars headed to places outside the country. So forgive the Jews for being a little bit suspicious of this whole outreach thing. But I applaud the desire. I think the desire is good. Hey, we learned from you. We feel bad for you. We're trying to make up for it. We're sorry. Didn't mean to gas your grandpa. I didn't know better. My grandpa was a Nazi, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, they're having trouble. And evidently there's a large number of Germans in German society that do not know any Jews. So they've actually come up with a program. Actually, get this on this. There you go. There you go. It's called Rent a Jew. Now, some brain, like I said, some brain trust in Germany came up with this. And you know, I don't disrespect the desire to try to make something good happen. But I think that just titling it Rent a Jew probably misses a little bit of the target. Like, I would still be a little suspicious if I happened to be Jewish towards somebody that was like, yes, I would, jawohl, I would like to rent a Jew. When can the Jew come to my house? Like, there's something about that whole terminology that doesn't seem, can I say kosher? It's just, like, I applaud the effort, but it's, anyway, here's how it would work. The attention-grabbing project, you think, is to promote cultural understanding and dialogue. Yes, because when you start talking about renting a person of another religion, that always institutes dialogue of some sort. Mostly it's, get out of my face, you stupid idiot, before I slug you. Anyway, the person that came up with this said, we wanted to loosen things up a bit and remove reservations. Right from the start, said Alexander Rasumny, one of the initiative's organizers. Amid the rise of the far-right political parties and anti-Semitism across Europe, which, all kidding aside, that's a genuine issue. Jews are under the most concerning circumstances in the world, but particularly in the Middle East, in Europe, and in the United States that they've seen since the Third Reich. And it's not even close. It is that bad. The temperature for tolerating and accepting Jewish people in particularly Eastern Europe and portions of Western Europe are just at all-time lows. But amid these rise, organizers believe the seminars would provide an important chance to overcome prejudice and could serve as a long-term prevention project, which I would wish them every bit of success in if it's able to. Yeah. And look at the sign on the screen there, friends, if you're watching. It says, nice to meet Jew. That's, who writes this stuff? Rent a Jew. Okay. So here's how it works. The rented Jews are not professional speakers, but rather volunteers of different ages and backgrounds who would visit schools, universities, and churches free of charge. With the direct encounters between Jews and non-Jewish citizens in Germany far beyond the cliches and stereotypes, we are allowing people to speak with each other rather than about each other, said Rasumny. Germany is home to more than 200,000 Jews, but most people in the country have never met a Jewish person. And they turn out to be only about 1% of the religious faiths. They did a breakdown of all the people's faiths. No, the other graphic. If you got the other one, if you don't, that's fine. But anyway, Judaism is 1% of the population. So it's very, very, very minute. And yes, it's troublesome. It's troublesome because they've had to put up with a lot. And in Germany, I'm just going to, you know, go out on a limb here. I don't think it's necessarily appeasing to people to say, hey, let's rent a Jew. Spokeswoman for Germany's Justice Ministry said the department registered 2,083 cases of attacks on Jews and Jewish property and hate speech against Jews in 2015. That was up from 691 the previous year. 690 attacks in the country of Germany, which is smaller than the state of California. 691 attacks against Jews, and the year following, more than 2,000. The number of violent offenses motivated by right-wing extremism also rose significantly in 2015. More than 1,400 registered crimes that were related to anti-Semitism, right-wing stuff. According to Germany's domestic intelligence agency, this clearly illustrates the threat posed by this spectrum. The Rent a Jew initiative was launched last year by a group of volunteers and now hosts sessions every 2 to 3 weeks across the country. More than 50 people have signed up as contributors, most of them between the ages of 20 and 40. Of course, they don't know anything about their history. They're young puppies. Oh, yeah, wouldn't it be fun? We've had nothing but positive feedback from our sessions, said Rosumney. We just killed everyone who disagreed with him. No, he didn't say that. He didn't say that. I don't know. Just color me skeptical that something like that is actually going to work, especially when so titled. I mean, Germany's not a bad place. They make good quality. You can't come up with somebody in some marketing department that could do something other than rent a Jew? Like, that's they should have called me. I would have at least gone with rent a Hebrew. Like, it's... I don't know. It's just silly. Anyway, coming up, we've got Katie Fang yet on the show tonight. She's going to be in the ladies' lounge. And then we've got this other very concerning story that I'm going to get to as well. You might not want to fly this holiday season. I'm just saying, if you can avoid it, you might want to, because there may be worse side effects to it than what you realize, especially once you're on the plane and captive at 35,000. There's nothing you can do about it at that point, right? Kevin McCullough coming back from New York. Do not touch that dial.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584. Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook. Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us live from New York. Aren't they beautiful, the storefronts in Manhattan? If you're watching on Biz Television, that's Fifth Avenue, I think, and maybe the Cartier store. Not exactly sure, but gorgeous, gorgeous. Nobody does Christmas and the holiday season the way New York does. Our phone number is 888-340-3373. We take your calls 7 days a week, by the way. I listen to every email that voicemail that comes in. And if you want to write me, it's kmcradio@gmail.com. You can also tweet me at kmcradio or join me on Facebook, facebook.com/kmc01. Pretty simple. Or just search my name. Hey, do you like the Christmas carol? Coming up next hour, we're going to play you a new tradition in the McCullough universe. Started really because the boys wanted it. They kept asking for this book called Song of the Stars every night. So we flushed it out into a full-blown presentation. And we will present that to you next hour. We've also got Katie Fang coming up in the Ladies Lounge. But what movie do you almost always have to see every Christmas cycle? Okay, besides Holiday Inn and White Christmas. And It's a Wonderful Life. And, okay, so there's a lot. Elf, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. I get it. There's all these traditional things. But what about the great Dickens Christmas Carol? Well, a fifth grade elementary school in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, has been performing A Christmas Carol for at least four decades. But this year, that tradition is coming to an abrupt end. Parents told local reporters the play was canceled because two parents complained about a line in the Charles Dickens holiday classic. Okay, so this is what happened. One line of dialogue, and parents complain that it's there. The unnamed parents took offense at the words uttered by Tiny Tim, "God bless us, everyone." Because, you know, it's so offensive to ask God to bless people. One person said, "I was very surprised because it's going on for decades. It's a tradition at the school that everyone looks forward to." Like many in the deeply religious community, she was saddened by the cancellation. "One little line shouldn't ruin it for every kid," said another parent. "Charles Dickens is a class author and not a religious author." Principal Tom Kramer addressed the controversy in a message posted on the elementary school's website. He said, "We understand that some parents are upset that the play was canceled, but we have heard from families on both ends of the spectrum, including those who expressed appreciation that the play, as it had traditionally been prepared and delivered, was canceled." Kramer went on to reject reports that their decision was based on one or two families. "That's just not true," he said. He did not specify how many parents alleged that they were upset and that the play was canceled because of the line, "God bless us, everyone," but he did seem to hint at some sort of issue. "Our decision is rooted in the desire to be respectful to our diverse community." So, okay, so it's the same thing, right? Like, I have Jewish friends. I've never tried to rent any of them. And I say to them every year, "Happy Hanukkah." And you know what they say to me? "Merry Christmas." I'm not offended. They're not offended. Why does somebody have to be offended if they're asking God to bless them? It's a good question, right?
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org. There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.